Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Okay, are you registered to vote, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, New York,
Wisconsin.
Nevada, Wisconsin? Okay. All right, and ma'am, can you tell me what year were you born, just for qualification purpose for this survey?
1949.
49. Okay. Okay, ma'am, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration and economics.
Okay. And economic, right?
Yep, and lawlessness.
Okay. Immigration, economic. Okay, ma'am, and now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, Trump.
Okay, Trump. All right, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump,
okay. Let's see. All right, ma'am, and some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you, to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one will be Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
100.
100. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and then thinking about the elections for this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, and if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or the Republican Eric Howdy?
Republican.
Republican, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican
Party? Donald Trump.
And would that be Donald Trump somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more, okay. All right, ma'am, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants who's been targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know anything about that one.
Okay. All right, and the other one says President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly disagree or somewhat
strongly
disagree? Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree, okay? that the president should take action to protect them. The first one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
somewhat
disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please tell me whether President Biden, you know, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Here's the first one, okay? A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants.
I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't vote for him for nothing. So,
okay, I'll give you the option, okay? And you just you can say much less likely or makes no difference to you one way or the other, okay? You can choose those two. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for Biden? Or it makes no difference to you one way or the other?
I wouldn't vote for him.
So much less likely or just somewhat less likely to vote for him?
Much more than just likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely? Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
The same as the first one.
Okay. Much less likely. All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens. Okay, much less likely. All right, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to... Most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. So much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much more likely not.
Okay, much less likely. All right, a program that grants, you know, work permits and to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, right? Okay.
Right.
All right, and a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less.
I would still vote for him.
Okay, and the last one.
Have something crooked in there.
Okay, the last one says a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat less, much less. Or no difference?
No different.
Okay, no difference in your opinion. Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would you say that that's very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans, you know, use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
I don't believe he does that, so I'm not concerned.
Okay, not a concern. All right. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the, you know, the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned?
Not concerned.
Okay, and Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not concerned?
Not concerned.
Okay, and the last one said Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
I agree with them, so I guess I'm not concerned about it, but I agree that they did the right thing.
Okay, so I'm not concerned, right?
Right.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, we almost finished with this survey.
No,
okay,
I have
a few more minutes.
I'm leaving, so I'm all done.
Only a few minutes, ma'am, and we should be done.